The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind. We ask the question because we want to know, and here's how you tell us. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Emails welcome to studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. I did it. Check it out on the Facebook page of What's on Your Mind. The Scott Hinman Facebook page. Is it up on the K-Fire Facebook page?
I'll double check. I'm glad to see you finally made a splash.
Fuck, it's a challenge. You've
been in the business this long, you finally made a splash.
I didn't do a little thimble-sized one like Todd. I did like a 10-gallon bucket. And my wife told me, I was like, quit complaining.
I got friends that use like cereal bowl size. I'm like, that's not a bucket. It's a bowl. It's not the fill of a bowl challenge.
Well, so check it out.
Mine at least was a pail.
Have you seen mine yet? Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was cold.
Oh,
now,
I bet.
My wife last night, I'm complaining about this. So I go, my God. She goes, well, duh. It's called the Ice Bucket Challenge. Hello.
Exactly.
And I thought, well, you're kind of right. I'll stop complaining, dear. But anyway, I did do it. And I challenged Bubba Schweigert, coach of the UND football team. I was planning on Dave Haxtell from the Sioux hockey team, but I understand he already did it yesterday. Thought we'd better get a little bison love in, too. So we threw Dean Brashani in there.
There you go.
The president of NDSU. And Clay Jenkinson has been challenged, too.
Hey, there you are.
Because we sparred a little here on the radio. So I see that Clay posted something after I challenged him from the steps of the Capitol yesterday, but he was in his Jefferson garb. So that doesn't count. Jefferson took the ice buck challenge, but Clay hasn't. So get to it, Clay.
So the character counts. Okay.
Yeah, exactly right. Anyway, on the program today, Scott Peterson, Deputy Director of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department, will take your calls. We're going to talk about the number of deer licenses issued for the upcoming season. We'll talk about the recent audit of the department that has been in the news on some missing guns. We're going to talk about a sandbar controversy and whatever's on your mind related to outdoors and hunting. I'll tell you what's on my mind related to outdoors and hunting, Todd. The fact that Gallup, probably the gold standard in polling, has a headline on their website from this week saying North Dakota legendary among states. They surveyed. This is real people. Here's what I like about this. This isn't pundits, isn't politicians, isn't the oil industry, isn't Dakota Resource Council. It isn't in nobody but a dog in the fight.
Right.
Real people by a gold standard polling outfit, Gallup, asking 600 people. You know, what do you think? And it's nothing short of incredible. I'm about to put this up on our Facebook page, but the stats are amazing. And I think it dovetails well with what we're going to talk about with the folks from Game and Fish. There's a lot of outdoor activities, a lot of adventure all throughout North Dakota, a lot of ways to fish and hunt and soak it all in while we're this economic juggernaut. I think we're doing it pretty good, but you tell me. Look at that poll and see if you don't agree. That's pretty extraordinary. Also, Pete Hanabit of the North Dakota Farm Bureau and John Godfrey will be here from the Greater North Dakota Chamber. We're going to talk about the North Dakotan for Common Sense Conservation Coalition. And we're going to talk with Karen Olson from Shields. Their bison block party is scheduled for this weekend. If you're not going down to Ames, Iowa, like, ta-da, yours truly. I can hardly wait,
stop
by the way.
Bragging.
I can hardly wait.
Break your arm patting yourself in the back like that.
Carl and Julie Peterson evidently have the mother of all tailgating events set up from Peterson Farm Seeds. We're going to be right in the middle of that. And the show Friday will be literally, we're hopping on the bus with the Halls from Hoople. And they have quite the tailgating operation and quite the travel entourage. We'll be on the bus for the show on Friday and then live from the Peterson Farm Seeds tailgating. And by the way, Carl and Julie Peterson are Iowa State grads, so they've got kind of mixed loyalties there, but they're North Dakota folks. Carl is anyway. I think Julie's she's been co-opted now by us North Dakotans, but anyway, that should be lots of fun as well. And it's Fill the Bus Day, ladies and gentlemen. Fill the Bus Day. So we'll check in with Dolly Dakota out there, which K-Fire has done a wonderful thing for a lot of years in helping fill the bus with school supplies. How many buses are we going to fill today?
Yeah, three big school buses.
Yeah, we're
getting them all filled up with supplies for kids. We're heading back a week from today in Bismarck, and man, dang, kids have already headed back.
Red Carpet Car Wash on Washington is where you'll find Ollie today. Stop on by. In the news, I assume most people have heard this because it's made national news, is a story about a teacher. His name is Aaron Knodel, West Fargo High School English teacher and coach, charged this week with, I guess it happened last week, with five felony counts of corruption and solicitation of a minor stemming from an alleged sexual relationship with a student. Now, this took place in February and March of 2009. The student was, are you ready for this, 17. The teacher was 29. And he was the teacher of the year, honored as teacher of the year last year. I'm having a really difficult time getting my mind around this. But my big question is, what is this guy thinking? You know, I've seen some of the media chatter about this, as you probably have, Todd, and you're hearing things like, well, you know, he's innocent until he's proven guilty. Of course. Let's state that on the front. Although what we do know in the news reports is that we have hours of cell phone conversations between the two, oodles of text messages. By the way, one of the phone calls, there were 85 phone calls between January 1 of 09 and March 9 of 09. So 3 months, 85 calls, ranging in length from 1 minute to 4 hours. Teacher and student. We have text messages. We have, so there's a lot of there, is what I'm saying.
It's not like the old days in the local phone calls on Ma Bell where you could make a bunch of local phone calls. Maybe you wouldn't show up on the cell phone. All that texting, all that calling is going to show up. Stupid people.
But I'm amazed at some of the media narrative here and some of the chatter on this that I don't know if it's fair to say it's sort of excusing it, but there's excuses, right? Well, she was 17, you know, so she's almost. Are you kidding me? Are you really kidding me? Other media have wondered, you know, is this essentially saying he's guilty before his day in court? You know, do we know enough to already release him and dismiss him of his position? The West Fargo School Board has suspended him without pay because of the criminal charges that were filed against him, and that's causing some people to say that maybe that's a little bit too soon as well. You know what I say? What was he thinking? I know enough to say, what was he thinking? Evidently, his wife knew about this as well. Teacher of the year.
Innocent until proven guilty, and yet, okay, explain the phone records. What are they?
Right. And, you know, look, he gets his day in court. I get all that. But sure. If I'm the school, of course they did the right thing, in my view. Yeah. I just don't understand. I mean, is it a psychological thing where you love the thrill of not getting caught? I mean, how can a teacher sit there in good conscience and think it's okay to have a sexual relationship with a student?
It's not okay, but you almost gave it an apology, made it an apologist position on it, because now it's a sickness as opposed to the guy doing something bad. It's a sickness. Oh, he's doing it.
Well, I'm not excusing it for that reason, but no, I'm saying, but is that part? I can't understand.
He's doing
this
it for the thrill of not getting caught. Then that almost sounds like a sickness. Granted, okay, we got to cure the guy, but still, outside of society, you go off in your own little corner and stay there.
I just don't get it. I really don't. And help me understand it, folks. Help me. And who's right here? Are the media right to say, whoa, 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 this is all moving too fast? The guy's suspended without pay. There's only criminal charges. He's not yet had the case moved. Other media saying, you know, he's guilty before his day in court, or, you know, hey, she was 17, so, you know, she's kind of almost a consenting adult. I mean, all these excuses. Tell me, 800-228-0550 with your take on this. 701-258-0550. Pat says guilty until proven innocent. That seems to be the way it is today. Dawn says, I have a friend whose teaching career was destroyed after a girl made horrid allegations about him. He was cleared when she eventually confessed she'd made it all up because she was mad at him, but the damage was already done.
And who made these calls, the teacher or the student, though?
And his reputation was ruined. I don't care. If the girl made the calls, hang the phone up.
Right, that's
my point. And you don't stay on for four hours.
That's my point. If the teacher made the calls, then the teacher's obviously not innocent. The teacher made the call for the 4 hours.
And look.
Unless that was a tutoring session and not a sexual session.
Come on. Come on. I mean, again, a 29-year-old male teacher with how many texts, how many phone calls with a 17-year-old student, and this idea that you know, okay, if this happened in 2009, right, this was this relationship, this sexual relationship was February and March of 09 when the student was 17, and the case has been going on for almost a year, I think, right, that they've been looking into this. But that's so what, you know, 5 years later, why now? Well, maybe it was because he got all this attention as this wonderful teacher of the year, and this prompted some trauma from the girl. I was
slapping her face. Teacher of the year. Look what this person did.
Now, are people falsely accused? Of course. That's why law enforcement is trained to look for that, right?
Right.
They know that. They know. Look, I think we're armchair quarterbacking this. That we say, well, we really need to know some more. And was he trapped and everything else? He was a teacher, engaged in a sexual relationship with a student. It's always wrong, no matter what. They ought to be fired on the spot, or at least suspended on the spot while an investigation goes on.
Sure.
Obviously, the school knows enough at this point. Am I wrong? Am I all wet on this? Am I being too Pollyanna about it? You tell me at 800-228-0550 on What's On Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey folks, it's Scott Hennon. You've long heard me talk about one of Minnesota's premier resorts, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Did you know you could own one of the two or three bedroom condos right there at Chase on the Lake? And that prices have been reduced by 35% right now? These units start at $150,000. 700 square foot, up to 1,161 square foot, amazing amenities, hassle-free lake living can be yours. Go to chaseonthelake.com, click on condo sales, and tell them Scott sent you.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Nesson Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesson on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal. But I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesson Consulting Service, go to nessonconsulting.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risks of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Here it comes. Troy says, as a father of two girls, I won't defend this dude, but there's a big difference between this guy molesting an 8-year-old and a consensual sexual relationship with a 17-year-old. Yes? And where were her parents? This stuff is all from the criminal complaint, though you can't fire someone on the spot for a criminal complaint. or that Mankato coach accused of child porn would have been rightfully fired. Fair points, but again, where were her parents? Good question. But I'm telling you what, consensual sexual relationship between a 29-year-old teacher and a 17-year-old student is wrong no matter what. To me, it's as wrong as a child molester.
How many 17-year-olds' parents know exactly where all their calls are going?
I mean, they ought to. I would hope they do.
But how? But they never do, though.
I think it's
they never do.
I think it's a fair criticism.
Not never, but.
You know, and obviously her parents are probably kicking themselves. But again, how he excuses this behavior is just beyond me. I don't.
I'd like to think plenty of parents are checking up on their kids' phone records now.
Anyway, let's find out what you think at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, rather. Getting ahead of myself. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. And by the way, if you go to ndfb.org, there's all kinds of membership benefits. You click on the membership link and you're going to find all savings on your next Avis rent-a-car or Beltone hearing aids or Case IH tractors or Choice hotels. You can also, anytime you buy a new Chevy, Buick, or GMC, like $500 above whatever discount you'd get from the dealer, right? Office Depot, Polaris, I'm thinking ATV, Sam's Club, Wyndham Hotels and Resorts. I mean, it goes on and on and on. Plus, today, if you go to ndfb.org, you're going to see right over in the right-hand side under events, December 7th, New York City, the folks from the Farm Bureau have asked Maria and I, my wife and I, to help escort some good North Dakotans to New York City in December. Okay, all right.
Taking
twist my arm.
One for the team.
Taking another one for the team.
Team players, Scott in and everybody.
I would love it, folks. 5 days in New York City at Christmas, and I'm telling you, the holiday lights tour, the Christmas. It's very special at Christmas time in New York. That's all I can say. The Rockettes holiday show is fantastic. And by the way, not secular. New York City, and it is not a mamby-pamby whitewashed. It's full-fledged Christmas, manger scene, the whole deal. It's really cool. So there's a lot to love.
And they're not putting Santa in the manger or something dumb like that.
Though. No, okay, exactly. Yeah. They're staying at a really cool hotel, too. I've never stayed at this one, the Belvedere Hotel, but my wife says it's first class. So four nights in a great hotel, and by the way, meals, airfare, professional tour guide. This thing is deluxe. Join us, would you? ndfb.org. Look for the events December 7th, 5-day New York City holiday tour. Let's get the phones here. Kay in Wilmer, Minnesota, not far from my hometown of Montevideo. What's on your mind today, Kay? You're on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, Scott. How's it going today?
Great. How are you?
Good, good. My opinion is this guy, this teacher, so-called teacher of the year, is sick, but not in the medical sense. He just has simply a lack of self-control, character, and integrity. And I think the ton of bricks should come down on him.
Amen. Are you at all disturbed to hear the sort of excuses, you know, the excuse-making over, you know, she's 17, could have been a consensual relationship, or we don't have all the facts, or I don't know. I just get outraged when I hear about these stories, and I'm amazed that we sort of excuse it. I don't know. Maybe I'm reading too much into it.
I just think when a person starts with that kind of lingo, it's just pathetic talk. It's their pathetic character. They need to own up to, you know, what they're doing, what they got caught at, and take a look at their behavior. And we excuse way too much of this stuff as a sickness, or they just couldn't help themselves. I don't care. Black and white is what it is.
Right and wrong. Very good point, Kay. Thank you. She was on your point, Todd. You know, and whether or not I was excusing it, which I didn't mean to. I just said, I'm just trying to get in the head of a guy like that. That think, why would you do that? Don in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Hey, Don.
Yes. I married a girl who had a code. Some of them call it a cult religion. But anyway, their code required that you avoid even the appearance of evil at all costs. I guess that's all I got to say. It's some free advice, maybe, for anyone who teaches, hey, avoid even the appearance of evil.
It's a great standard, Don. It's a great standard, right? I mean, I know. What's that famous show? The Donegans? Is it Donegans or the show with all the kids? You know what I'm talking about, Todd? It might be a TLC deal or one of those where there's a big, huge family.
Yeah.
If my wife or kids were listening right now, they'd be laughing their butt off. There goes Dad again. He doesn't remember the name of the show. Anyway, they have a big family, and they're on one of those reality shows. And what they do, to Don's point, is when their kids are dating, there's always an escort along. Like they send a sister, an older sister, an older brother. Okay. And the idea is don't put yourself in a position where something would, you know, get out of hand.
Exactly, exactly.
And that is what I call, by the way, good parenting. Some people may say, well, that's a helicopter parent. My gosh, you're going to have to learn sometime. And, you know, well, just you know, when you're young and, you know, things happen. I mean, maybe that's a great way to.
The Chasley family and whatever network they're on, they have webcams that are in the car, so it kind of monitors. Not necessarily somebody actually with them on the date. But there's the camera there, and the parents can watch from their smartphone or their computer. That's another way.
I think Don's wise beyond his years, and I think you just don't put yourself in anything. And I put texting with a student in that, right? Is there a good reason for a teacher to have your kid's telephone number? Shouldn't communication at that level be parent and teacher?
Tutoring and an educational curriculum, yes. But a four-hour phone call?
Well, I don't know. I'm not even sure texting with students and teachers is appropriate for this very reason that Don's talking about.
Well,
that's where stuff starts. Gary Fargo, what's your take on this?
Hey, I'm just curious. You know, it seems to be a big uproar, which I do agree with, over an arbitrary age that was selected of 17, 18, 21, take your pick. But nobody seems to be upset about same gender. So you can cross the line of an arbitrary age, but same gender isn't an issue? I mean, I don't get it.
I lost you, I think. So in other words,
homosexuality is legal now. You can get married and do that in the United States, but everybody's up in arms over an arbitrary age, which I agree with. I'm not opposing that. I'm just saying it's kind of silly that we picked an age to make things legal, not legal, but yet.
So are you saying that
the gender line?
You're saying, you know, same-sex relationships are becoming kind of no big deal, supposedly, right? By the way, I believe they're still a big deal here. I believe the vast majority of people, you know, sort of stand to biblical principles on Adam and Eve, right? And that
right.
While it happens, and I happen to have a gay sister, so, you know, I've talked about that before on the air. I mean, I love my sister, and I understand that, you know, that's a challenge for her. But I don't go to her and say, it's okay, right? I say, look, marriage is between a man and a woman. That's just what I believe and always will. Doesn't mean I don't love you, but I think what you're saying is society today kind of says it's okay to be in a same-sex relationship. Nobody even talks about the age, but now it's not okay for a 29-year-old to be with a 17-year-old. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. And I'm as disgusted or whatever word you want to put on it as all the other callers. Don't take that. I'm just trying to say, look at the two things that are going on here. And one is just we picked an age back when I was a kid. It was 18. You could drink. Then they moved to 19. Then they moved to 21. But you can go into service at 18. So it's an arbitrary age. Somebody picked 18, and now she's 17. And obviously, yes, this guy is a
right.
predator.
I get that, but it's still, I even say set the age aside. Teacher, student, wrong, no matter the age. Right? I don't care if they were 2 years apart. Teacher, student, flat out wrong. But I take your point, Gary. Our friends from Game and Fish will be in here next to take your questions.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hey, it's Scott Hennon, the Road Warrior from What's on Your Mind. And you know what? Every time I fill up to head out of town, I head to Petroserve USA. Whether I'm in the shadow of the Capitol or up in Lakes Country of Minnesota, down to Wahpeton, heading down I-94, Bismarck, Mandan, all the way over. Of course, Highway 10 into Minnesota. You can find a Petroserve USA location near you. Fill up when you're there. Not only your tank, how about this? The 4-for-4 deal. You get yourself a hot stuff, personal, fresh-baked, single-topping pizza, two delicious cookies, and a 20-ounce fountain pop or a coffee. $4. 4-for-4 all day, every day at Petroserve USA locations. All month long, saving those great Deli Express wedge sandwiches, too. They're only $2.09 for a bologna and cheese, egg salad on white, deli stacker, chicken salad. There's a tuna salad for $2.59. Great stuff. There's also Muddy Buddies, $1.19 from General Mills. Hershey Lancaster Caramels are $1.69. Dots for 99 cents and so much more at a Petroserve USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me. I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom. I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Back at 28 before the top of the hour. How's the bus? Is it filled yet?
It's going to take a little while to fill it, but we're well on our way.
What time did actually start putting school supplies in the bus?
Technically 6 this morning, although MDU wasted no time. They came by yesterday with a whole bunch of stuff from Montana Dakota Utilities. So
Red Carpet Car Wash.
Yep. On Century and North Bismarck, Washington Expressway South Bismarck, and on the Strip in Mandan. Till 6 o'clock tonight, a school bus at each location. So look for that and just drive on by.
Count them three. And it's a neat thing to do because, you know, just think of that. I mean, I sent our kids off to school last week, and can you imagine sending your kids off to school without the ability
to
get school supplies?
Nobody wants to be that kid with that stigma of, oh, you're the one that didn't bring the pan or whatever.
Right, you know? Yeah. So it's a neat deal. We'll check in with Dolly Dakota from there in just a little bit. Lauren and Minot wanted to weigh in on our last topic, and then we're going to chat with the folks from Game and Fish about a whole host of topics, including the deer season. Anybody else excited? Lauren and Minot, what's on your mind?
I wanted to add to the previous conversation that I'm not so sure that it is even appropriate at the college level for a teacher to date a student, and it's not related to age to a degree. It's more a situation of a breach of ethics on the part of that teacher to have any kind of relationship with a student other than just a friendly classroom, maybe a tutoring type relationship. But anything beyond that is a breach of professional ethics.
Now, I wonder what the rules are there at the higher ed level, because I agree with you. Look, this reminds me of the whole Bill Clinton thing, right? Everybody was, consenting adult, Monica Lewinsky. Wait a minute. It's a superior and an intern. When is that ever okay? A teacher is obviously going to have authority over a student. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a little too worked up about this whole thing, but it just seems to me a big, giant duh. I don't get it. I really don't. But anyway, Lauren, good points on the college side as well. Appreciate that about as well. We have Ed from Minot. Have you got that one ready to go, Ton? Ed from Minot came in on the Grasshopper. No?
I don't have it.
You don't? Oh, okay.
Hey, good morning. Minot here. Teaching should be like some of the other professions where they have a code of ethics. You trust these people to do the right thing with these young kids and students, and there's no ethic background to it. This guy should be he should be punished or something. I mean, it's not right.
Thanks, Ed. Appreciate the
call.
He lost
trust with everybody.
Sorry, he wasn't finished yet, but he said he lost trust with everybody. Exactly right. So, good point. Appreciate that very much. Appreciate the calls on that topic, and Was that a vent, Todd? Could that officially be called a vent of mine there, do you think?
Just a little bit.
All right, I'm done venting. I want to go outdoors and think legendary North Dakota. And we're pleased to be joined by Scott Peterson, who's Deputy Director of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department, here to take your calls. Here, I'll ask the first question everybody wants to know right now, Scott. How do I get a deer tag? Come on, please, more deer tags. I want more deer tags, right? So let's just start with the big one.
That's the million-dollar question. Of course, everybody knows that our the number of tags or licenses that we've issued this year was very low. It's actually the lowest it's been since about 1980. And, of course, having said that, there are going to be some folks that are going to get lucky in the draw and some that aren't. And, yeah, I guess I wish I had the million-dollar question, you know, the answer to that question. But the bottom line is you got to build up some bonus points and or be very lucky. You know, our system it's fair. It uses a system of bonus points. Having said that, there are going to be those, and we hear all kinds of stories every year about, well, okay, so-and-so got drawn for mule deer buck tag with zero preference points or zero bonus points. I had three and I didn't get one. And it happens. And because the point that I think people need to remember is that it's still a chance lottery. What the bonus point thing does is it increases your odds.
So you got another name in the hat, basically.
You got another name in the hat. And if you get a certain number of bonus points, then they actually start cubing it, so your odds go up until the point that eventually you will get drawn. And that's probably the biggest benefit of our current system is that it's really designed to eliminate those folks who will say, well, I've been, you know, turned down for 15 years in a row, and it's very, very unlikely that's going to happen. But again, it is a chance lottery, and so you're always going to hear stories about some people who are very lucky and some people that sometimes aren't.
Who decides what that system is? Is it a legislative a policy issue?
Yeah, that's a good question, Scott. I don't think the legislature dictates our lottery system, but the current lottery system has been in place, I think, since the early 90s. And again, it was put in place because of folks who said, hey, I want to make sure that I don't go forever without getting drawn while my neighbor or my relative gets drawn every year. And again, it does that. It works. It works exactly the way it's supposed to work, but it is a chance lottery, and so people are always going to get, you know, lucky. Here's the analogy that if you'll allow me just a little bit of time, the analogy I like to use is that it's almost like the back in the NBA draft lottery in the year that Shaquille O'Neal came out in the lottery. They took the 12 teams in the NBA lottery, and they took each team had a ball. Picture a bingo. You know, when they draw bingo balls out
like
of
they
a,
used
out
to draw
drum.
The lotto,
yeah.
Right, on TV.
Yep, exactly.
The bubbles pop up.
Okay, so they had 12 teams, and the team with the worst record was the Dallas Mavericks. The team of those 12 teams with the best record was the Orlando Magic. And so the Orlando Magic had one ball in that bin. Dallas Mavericks had 12. Guess what happened? They drew the Orlando Magic, and they had one ball out of, I believe it was, if you count the numbers, it was like 77 or 78.
You're right.
They had a 1 in 78 chance of getting drawn, but they did it. And that's exactly how our bonus or preference point system works for deer. Even though your chances are better than somebody else's, you're not always going to get drawn first.
So the Shaquille O'Neal factors in play.
I watched it on television.
Oh,
and again, it's an odds
right.
thing. And because the Dallas Mavericks had the best odds. They had 12 balls in that bin, and the Orlando Magic had one. And, again, they drew out the Orlando Magic. And so it just goes to show you that it's not a guarantee. So
your questions or comments are welcome for Scott Peterson, who's the Deputy Director of North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Anything, your mind, obviously, Deputy Director here to answer any questions, whether it's deer licenses or anything else on your mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Give me a little light at the end of the tunnel. You see the numbers going the right way for next year? What are we going to move towards after this season?
You know, it's a little bit too early to tell because there's a lot of factors that come into play that determine deer permit numbers. Of course, one of which is weather. You know, we can't predict the weather. You know, we in the extreme southwestern part of the state, we have experienced epizootic hemorrhagic disease in the last couple of years. And typically, you know, the primary host of that is a biting midge. And the midge problem seems to be worse when you have wet summers followed by a dry fall with a late frost, because what happens is those midges breed on exposed mud flats. And so if we, the reason I bring that up is that if we're kind of setting our, could be setting ourselves up, if we have, gets really dry now, really hot and really dry, and you get a lot of exposed mud flats, and we have a late frost because the killing frost kills the midge, or midge larvae, you know, we're a little bit concerned about that, but it's too early to tell. But it's, I wish I had the crystal ball to tell you that, you know, next March, what we're going to have for deer permit numbers, guys. The other thing that factors into this, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention it, is habitat. And we don't have the habitat on the landscape that we did, you know, back in the late 80s, early 90s when we were issuing 150,000 deer tags. And so it's going to be very, very difficult for anybody, you know, in the current situation, to look at anybody in the eye and say, hey, we're going to be issuing 100,000 deer tags in 2 years, that's going to be very difficult.
Where are we losing habitat to? What's the biggest culprit?
Well, there are several things happening out of landscape, but, of course, we're losing CRP, and that's probably number one thing. There's other things that are happening, too, and we still have some CRP out there, again, but not to the numbers like we did. You know, one time we had a little over 3 million acres, and we don't have that anymore, and we're losing some every year. And I'm not pointing the finger in anybody's direction. It's just a fact of the matter that we are losing habitat. And so I don't believe we have the habitat out there to sustain a deer population that would allow us to issue even 100,000 tags at the current time. And it was, you know, the other thing that factors into that deer population is the fact that it wasn't that many years ago that we were getting criticized, beat up a little bit about the fact that we had too many deer in certain parts of the state. And so the other factor that comes into play there is that we actually, through our harvest recommendations, we hit some of those areas pretty hard through the gun. And so that factors into it as well.
Kellen on the road listening on KTGO. First question for our guest, talking deer hunting. Anything else on your mind today with folks from Game and Fish? Go ahead, Kellen. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I have a question for the Game and Fish guy. I've got a 9-year-old grandson that I want to take out upland hunting this fall. What licenses do I need for him?
Oh, Kellen, you had to ask me a tough question, the first one out of the chute, and I'm not going to have the answer for you, but I'm telling you what I'm going to do is I'll write your number down, Kellen, and I'll get that information because I don't want to give you erroneous information over the air, and so I will get your, if somebody would write this, his phone number down for me, and I promise I'll get back to you later today with that answer. Is that fair enough, Kellen?
That'd be fine. Could I shoot one more at you?
Sure, as long as it's an easy one.
Well, it'll go back to the lottery. I heard you talking about how it works, and it kind of makes sense because there's a lot of people out here that just really don't understand it. I'm one of them. You know, like I've got like 4 preference points as of this year. I haven't had a buck tag in 4. This will be the 4th year. But I do know some people that have been able to draw that buck tag in our area, 3A4 up here, and a couple of years in a row. I realize it's a chance, but boy, when that's 2 years in a row, I mean, wow, that it really gets a person to thinking.
Yeah, it's a. You know, Kellen, we would love to have the numbers that we could issue everybody their first choice, and it's just not in the cards. And so, you know, if you've got 4 bonus points, at that point your numbers are being cubed, and actually, so you have 4 times 4 times 4. What is that, gentlemen? Is that 64 times? Plus, I believe you get 1 for your application. So your name is going to be in that, you know, in the lottery 65 times next year, and at some point you're going to get drawn. You just have to keep. You have to hang in there. You have to hang in there. I don't know what else I can tell you, but
okay. Yeah. Well, what you were talking about there with the Mavericks and stuff, that kind of made, you know, help make some sense out of it for us because, you know, out here we just we saw a lot of rumor and all that stuff and how that goes.
Yeah. You know, Kellen, I think there's still maybe some folks that believe that we go to the back room at the Game and Fish Department and start drawing envelopes out of a big drum that we turn, but it is all computer generated and it is, you know, there's no bias, there's none of that, but again, it's, even though we have a bonus system in place, it's still a chance lottery.
Hey, Kellen, hang on so we can get your information for Scott, and boy, good for you for taking your 9-year-old out there and starting some family traditions there. What a neat deal. Hank in Watford City when we come back. And Rod's behind him, Kenny, too. Stay tuned, folks.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Soybean aphids are found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliate. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids per plant on 80% or more of the plants. Scout fields from the late vegetative to the R5 growth stage. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of glyphosate and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early to control soybean aphids may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
All right, let's head to the North Dakota Truck Wash Hotline. Megan's on the phone. Truckers, listen up. If you're tired of the bugs and they're out, North Dakota Truck Wash has a solution. Tell us about this special chemical you have, Megan.
Absolutely. We have a new chemical called Bug Magic. It's included with every wash that you get during the summer at North Dakota Truck Wash. It's also available for sale per bottle.
24/7, they're open at the North Dakota Truck Wash again, just south of the Pinnacle Senex on the truck bypass in Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Did your grandpa teach you to fish too?
You made the hook. I'm not touching it.
Look how far I can cast, Grandpa.
You sure know a lot about fishing.
Oh! I caught a fish!
Whoa!
This was really fun. Can we do it again?
Gear up for a lifetime of memories. Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Before the top of the hour, back to the phones here in just a moment. Hank in Watford City is holding on, and Kenny in Fargo, Dale in Powers Lake, Jamie in Bismarck with questions for our guests from the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. The deputy director with us today, Dolly Dakota, however, is going to check in a moment here. But what are we doing first, Todd? You're the boss here.
No, you're the boss here.
That's the Scott Evans
show also.
Dolly's the boss.
Dolly's
yeah.
the boss.
Dolly's
right,
on the
mind.
Phone. Let's not
now
make Dolly
know what
waiting.
We're doing now.
Yeah, Dolly is. We know who the real boss is. Is the bus full yet, Dolly?
I have a lot of stuff on the bus, but I have a lot of room yet to fill, and we have 3 buses we are looking to fill.
And you are where? Which bus are you manning?
It's the 18th annual Fill the Bus. I am at the Red Carpet Car Wash location on South Washington and Expressway.
Wouldn't she be womaning, not manning?
Or the other, the other two bus stops, the other two locations would be where? So we could make it nice and convenient for folks to bring school supplies by. Where else?
We have our new guy, Booker. He is up at Century Avenue in State Street. And we have a tag team of Jimmy G and Ginger G out on the strip in Mandan.
All right, folks, fill the bus. And
for school supplies or monetary donations, no donation too small or too big. Looking for new school supplies, everything from pencils, papers, backpacks, notebooks, crayons, Kleenex. We take it all.
It's a great cause. Thanks, Dolly. We'll check in later and hope the bus is filled by the end of the program. Maybe that's a
by
bold goal.
But... tonight. Six
yeah, there we go.
Tonight.
They'll be out there till 6 tonight, so stop by. Thanks, Dolly. All right. Do you want to throw Dolly under the bus? Never mind. It's time to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers right now, courtesy of our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Tom from Verona has a concern about the ongoing rail car issue for our grower friends. Tom?
In recent weeks, there's been a lot of discussion about the delays in the shipments of ag commodities by rail. There are many factors which have contributed to these delays. One of which is record production of crops in 2013, and the projection for this year is for another big crop. Since farmers are getting better every year crop production, it is time we concentrate on in-state utilization of these crops. One of the best solutions for alleviating the rail issue would be to increase the number of cattle, hogs, dairy, and poultry fed in our state. By doing this, we would reduce the need to ship our grain out of state and at the same time expand agricultural revenues in North Dakota.
Thanks, Tom. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at NDFB.org. NDFB.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. All right, back to it. Scott, you ready for more calls?
If you are, Scott, I guess I am.
Yeah, exactly. Hank in Watford City, listening on KTGO. Hank, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I just got a question for the deputy director. I'm a recent move-in, and I'm calling about residency. Do you have a residency rule up here? How long does it take for a person just moving in to qualify for residency when it comes to the game and fish?
Actually, we do have residency laws, Hank, and I think typically what we use to determine residency is a North Dakota driver's license. In fact, if people remember that for the first year on our resident gear applications, in order to prove residency, now residents have to include their driver's license number. And that's so that we have some proof that they actually are residents. And you know, we do have a lot of people moving in, moving out of the state. And if you are a resident and don't have a driver's license, you go down to DOT and get a non-driver's license ID that identifies you as a resident of the state. But typically, I think if you don't have that, the old rules would say, I think it was 6 months.
Okay, I appreciate that. I'm an avid hunter and looking forward to doing some pheasant hunting and deer hunting up here. So thanks for your information.
Glad to have you, Hank. Good thanks luck, a bunch. Hank. We love those new residents. They're all taxpaying citizens. And once they get addicted to all that great outdoor activity, they'll be here forever, right? They'll be lifers.
It's the best game in town.
Exactly. Kenny in Fargo, listening on AM 1100, The Flag. What's on your mind, Kenny?
Hey, Scott. And Scott, good morning. A couple questions here, I guess. I'm big into bird hunting with my dogs and stuff. And I scratch my head sometimes when I wonder why our waterfowl production areas have fences around them. Whether it be barbed wire, which, you know, tends to cut the dogs, or just flat-out pig wire, you know, and it's buried deep in the cattails, and so your dog's trying to make a run into the water, and suddenly they're stopped, you know, cold in the track. So is there any effort to remove those fences, or how did they get there? And second of all, you know, some of these areas are so overgrown. Do we ever do any controlled burns on some of them to kind of clear out? You know, when the water was high, all the grass kind of got flooded and became cattails, and now when it dries out, it's still cattails, so...
Okay, a couple questions there. First of all, you referenced WPAs. Now, WPAs in my world stands for waterfowl production areas. Those are actually managed by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Now, I'm going to step out on a limb and assume that you may have been referring to wildlife management areas. We call North Dakota Game and Fish Managed Properties, we call them WMAs or wildlife management areas. And the easiest way for people to tell the difference if there's a yellow sign with black lettering, that's probably a wildlife management area. That is managed by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. If it's a green sign, and I think they had a canvas back on them, a white and green sign with a canvas back and a brood, a canvas back brood, those are WPAs. The thing is that they're both open for public use. And they're both open for public hunting, and so they both probably could have the problem with the barbed wire fence on it. To ask your question, they're on there probably for a couple reasons. Maybe we do some grazing on those properties. Maybe we do it to establish a boundary. But in the case of North Dakota Game and Fish, we do try to use smooth wire as much as possible for the reasons you stated. I can't speak to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, but
more coming up. North Dakota Game and Fish Department taking your calls on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Do you love jerky? You tired of the same old gas station and grocery store stuff? Have I got a website for you. MeatTaffy.com. That's right. MeatTaffy.com. I love that name. What it is a bunch of guys with a jerky addiction got tired of the same old stuff and said, you know what? Let's go find the good stuff. I mean, premium guy candy. MeatTaffy. So they searched all across the USA and found folks out there in smokehouses and tiny meat shops and little independent supermarkets making some of the best jerky ever. And now we have a one-stop shop for all that great jerky. And if you go to MeatTaffy.com, it's what you're going to find. The best. I'm looking at a couple right now. Premium six packs of thin-cut meat taffy straight from the heart of Kentucky. Fantastic. Or a Bayou Blend. It's a Cajun-inspired pack of jerky that was born in the Bayou. Really good. High quality, hard to get, but easy to love. Meat taffy. Made easy at MeatTaffy.com. Go to the website. They'll ship it to you wherever you are. MeatTaffy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.